Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We've got Darryl Ryder coming up in about 35 minutes. Very classy comment here. Micah Parsons, ahead of the Packers-Browns, he said, if you argued Miles is better, I wouldn't hesitate to probably say you're right. And then he asked, how many people would you concede for? And he said, just him.
Okay, that is classy. And this is not in the same area code as when Tua goes up against Josh Allen and he's like, whoa, I mean, Josh Allen, I can't do half of the things that Josh Allen does. It's like, no bleep. We all watch football. We know that that's the case. With Micah, and that sounds like a very accurate statement. I mean, it really is. It's Miles, Micah, and then do you want to go into the Hendrickson, Max Crosby, and I guess you want to put TJ Watt? Is TJ Watt above Micah Parsons to you?
Watt?
No, because he's not to me.
No, he's not.
And especially not at this age either. Maybe you can make an argument a couple years ago, but not at this point.
TJ's not even the best pass rusher in his family.
Well, I mean, a person in your family has won 3 Defensive Player of the Year awards. That's not really much of an insult.
Well, I'm just saying. Not even the best Watt brother, and I got to talk about this jabroni.
He's gotten paid more, so he's got that going for him, which is nice.
I'm real close to guaranteeing a Browns win on Sunday.
I kind of want to get you there I'm not feeling a guarantee of any win or anything like that, but I can come up with a million different roadmaps where this game goes really well for the Browns.
Is it too soft if I say I'm going to guarantee a real competitive game?
Okay, so under normal circumstances, that is enough to get you laughed off the radio.
Okay. Yeah, like a la Week 1.
Yeah, in normal circumstances.
Okay, what's abnormal about this?
That the Browns aren't very good, and the Packers are very good. Okay. That's what's abnormal about this situation. Right. You're sitting in a 8.5-point deficit here, according to Vegas, to start off. The Packers seem like they got people on their team saying they're going to go undefeated this year. They seem like a legit Super Bowl contender. There's never been a higher belief in what the Packers are than right now. So if you said very competitive, I will not laugh you off the radio.
All right, so I'm going to start this by guaranteeing that they will keep it within the 8.5-point spread.
Okay, we're not laughing you off. It's a little weaker, but we're not laughing you off.
But isn't that a competitive game?
It's a good way to start.
Okay. Yeah, no, exactly. We're building the bridge to trust town here.
I thought we're building the bridge to a better take is what I thought
we were building it to. We're going to have to see.
Because like an 8-point loss isn't, I mean, I...
All right, so
we have different terms of competitive.
Let's build this together. You know what? I'll shave a few points down.
Okay.
They will not lose by more than 6 points.
Now we're talking.
Yeah,
we're getting somewhere. We're not getting too far.
Betting it down a little bit.
We're not getting too far, but we're getting somewhere.
Okay, what's a good bet it down to here?
A field goal?
Come on now. I might as well guarantee a damn win if we're talking a field goal. Why don't we just call a pick 'em?
Yeah, you asked. I gave you the answer. If you told me it's within a field goal,
I think you should think again.
What is your
like when ChatGPT gives me an answer and I'm like, okay, can you try that again, but better this time?
They never sound defeated.
No, they're like,
always. It's a competition.
Right, Nick, I should do better. And I was like, please, when you overtake the world, can you just remember that I was very kind in this?
I've told you this is why like ChatGPT is like my 4th best person on planet Earth right now. It's not even a person. Mm-hmm. They're very good at that with me.
Makes me very sad when you say stuff like that. But go ahead.
Well, you don't know who you might be 3 for all you know.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way. I wasn't fishing. I just meant you should have more than four four people you trust, and ChatGPT's one of
them. It's not a level of trust. It's a matter of...
affinity for it.
It's a matter of I talk to ChatGPT way more than I probably
should.
See,
this is how it continues to get sad for me.
I'm building the ChatGPT relationship where I'm like, you do say really nice things about me consistently. It also didn't notice my haircut the other day, but that's okay. We're working on it, ChatGPT. We're working on it.
You've given him the cold shoulder ever since.
I tell him. I go, was it? Did,
is everything
gotten,
okay, Jonathan?
Did I have even gotten the haircut, ChatGPT?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Oh, every time you say you're fine, Jonathan, it means something. No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You didn't notice my haircut. Go ahead.
So anyway, I go ahead off. No, go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to give you the reasons why. That I'm feeling very comfortable here.
Okay, yeah.
Tucker Kraft being banged up and not knowing whether he's going to play on Sunday is huge, considering they just lost Jaden Reed as well. So two of your best pass catchers could be out.
Zach Tom, also questionable in this
Zach
one.
Zach Tom, who actually is a legit, no BS, really good offensive lineman.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, he got a huge deal this offseason.
I'm not going to.
Highest paid NFL offensive linemen.
Was it the deal that big?
Yeah, it was gigantic.
I did not know it was that big.
For a guy that I was like, you mean the guy they took in the fourth round like 4 years ago?
I did not know it was that big. And his grades right now are not very impressive. And
what about
never
last
really
year?
Happened.
Look at last year's grades.
I'll pull them up if you want to.
Not really, because there's not. But. The offensive line isn't fully healthy.
Pretty good grades last year.
Josh Jacobs nor Jordan Love has been flawless this year. It's been a lot predicated on that defense. So I really think if you get after Jordan Love early in the game, that is going to be a neutralizer. And Jordan Love, unlike Lamar, Jordan Love is a guy that can give you a couple turnovers. And a couple turnovers and the Browns playing clean football, damn it, I'm doing it. Browns are going to win. Lock it in.
Is that a guarantee?
Said what I said. Is it guarantee? Is it not a guarantee?
Jake, that's a guarantee. No. You said lock it in. There's no other way to interpret that than a guarantee.
You can interpret however you want to interpret it.
Do we get the video where we have like the sirens and everything and Nick is locked in? A Browns win?
I'm just saying you can make Jordan Love turn the ball over by getting a lot of pressure. If he does that and the Browns play clean football, the Browns are going to win.
Well, hold on.
Lock it in.
No, but then you come back on Monday and you're like, well, the Browns didn't play clean football, so my ability to lock it in got taken away.
I couldn't say it any more clearly in how I'm saying it right now.
No, I don't love this.
You pass rush Jordan Love.
You get all.
You
no,
pass
no, no, no,
rush
no, no,
Jordan
no,
Love.
No, 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 no.
You get a couple turnovers and you play clean football. Lock it in. The Browns are going to win.
No, this is not fair, and you know this isn't fair.
How is it not fair?
I'll describe how it's not fair.
You're just saying it's not fair. I'm not hearing any concrete proof here.
If the Browns win the game, then you get to come back and you get all the glory on Monday. Like, oh, yeah, I predicted it. It was awesome. Meanwhile, if the Browns end up losing the game, you just come back and be like, well, they didn't play clean football.
And what's the problem?
They didn't have the turnover margin.
What's the problem?
Win the turnover margin. Like, so
I just gave you the path to victory and
becomes,
locked it in.
Your prediction becomes mute. It gets taken away.
How?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You have an out. You've built an out for yourself.
So I've guaranteed.
Outs are fraudulent in the prediction world.
Okay, but in the contractual world, everyone's got an opt out now. I have an opt out. I built in
the take
I baked
world,
in.
Outs are fraudulent.
Or we're starting a new path forward.
We're not starting a new path forward.
Yes, I'm right, guaranteeing so a win
cancel,
if the Browns
cancel
play
the
clean
post.
Football.
Cancel
you
the
can't,
post.
No, you can't post
no
it.
No sirens
you can't
for
cancel
Nick.
It. No give fun. Me the sirens. Give
no,
me the
no, no.
fire.
No, no,
I want
no.
the I want the water emoji because we all know what that means. I want it all. I guarantee the Browns will win if they force turnovers from Micah Parsons and play clean football on the offensive side. I've guaranteed a Browns win. If those things happen.
Yeah, way too many clauses in this. Way too many opt-ins
That's
for this.
That's more than anyone else has done.
Way too many.
Did Kenneth Anthony actually talk about the game today? Outside of the actual, well, they're done talking Baker, although they talked about Baker for a segment. Baskin and Phelps. Jeff didn't even show up to the show to talk about the damn.
It's a standard Friday off.
I guarantee you.
He's been doing it for as long as both of us have been employed here.
Jake Murray's
going
to be talking about whatever that dumb MTV show is. These kids are watching these
days. His name is Jake Volnick.
What did I say?
Jake Murren.
Oh, my bad, Jake Murren. At least they didn't call you Jake Murren. Whatever the hell that means. But no, Jake Volnick's going to be talking about 6-7, 6-7. He's not going to be talking about
the sirens emoji. No sirens.
Bring the sirens back.
No sirens emoji for you.
I have guaranteed a Browns win.
You've guaranteed basically nothing.
You've
basically guaranteed that they'll kick off.
I guarantee the game will kick off.
As the take equivalent of they will play football on Sunday.
No. I've given
if they
you.
They play clean football.
I've given you.
If they win the turnover battle. If Jordan Love happens to get drunk and fall down before the game gets underway.
That's more analysis.
Like, I mean, what are we doing?
Than anyone else has poured into this game. Not you, because you've also poured in a lot of analysis in the game. I mean, we've talked about it, and I've guaranteed a win. No one else has put them on the table. I've put them on the table. I've presented them for everyone. And they are majestic. The Browns will win.
We might be able to cut that part out and not have the parameters, and maybe we can make it sound good, but it's too much editing, and I don't know if that's the right context.
We have the capability to edit, but don't edit a damn thing.
I'm
this
going
is not, farther in this prediction, in this guarantee,
You're going maybe
Have I gone farther in this guarantee than anyone else in this station has?
Not really. It's not really. It doesn't really count as anything. If you just say, if you give 75 parameters,
I've heard
it doesn't.
No guarantees on the station. I want my big biscuit.
The guarantee is it's negated when you have so many clauses in
There's two clauses, and they're not even clauses. They're mere suggestions.
It's like, Nick, I'll give you $1 million. First clause, I have to win a Mega Millions. Second clause, it has to be worth at least $1 billion.
Well, those things are ridiculous.
Right,
those things are unlikely to happen. The Browns can limit the turnovers on Sunday. They can get to the pressure to Jordan Love. The things I've said are very realistic.
You're discounting my ability to win the Mega Millions?
Your ability, yeah. You got to play the game to win the game.
I think you'd stop being my friend, or at least coworker at best, if the roles were reversed here.
Yeah, because I played the game. I got skin in the game. I got action on the table, as it were. But no, I've gone farther in my guarantee, my lock it in.
Can we get you further? Can we start removing clauses here? Can we get you to a spot where you're just guaranteeing a Browns win?
Why don't you just one-up me and guarantee a win?
That's not happening.
Why don't you leapfrog me and see where I go from there?
That's not happening.
Oh, so you don't have so you can only criticize them when they're on the table. You can't put your own on the table is what I'm hearing.
In this instance, yes. In this instance, he's 100% correct. In this instance,
very, very, very.
We created the Peter One Pass for a reason. I very well can criticize and I can knock down in many, many ways. But I don't have to. There's no part of me that has to guarantee anything. I do like the idea of it being a close game, though.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Oh, wow. I really put him on the table there.
No, we're not. We don't have to put him on the table.
Good because you're not.
Especially when we. Did anybody nail the Ravens game in a better fashion than I did last week? Did anybody? Oh. Anybody at all?
Yeah.
Anybody out there? Bueller? Anybody predict that game as well as I did?
I don't remember.
And where
last
were
week.
My flowers for that? By the way, nowhere.
You didn't
they never showed up.
I was right. Radio moment earlier this week.
They never showed up. And
you have
I noticed,
to offer that
I noticed
up.
That.
I gotta come into every show and be like, hey,
noticed
you were
that.
Right about that thing. I think that's your job, Kemosabe.
No, I didn't need it. If we're being honest, didn't need it. But This is not the game for me.
This injustice will not stand. 216-474.
I'm having a child on Monday.
009. Oh,
so,
wow.
Like,
blame
no,
it on the kid.
Well, there's no. What happens? I'm right, and then I'm off for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're off celebrating your victory.
There'd be no celebration. You just told me if I don't bring it to the table, it never gets on the air. So, like,
Maybe this would be
it
different.
It wasn't the point last week.
Well,
the
yeah,
same thing happened.
The circumstances changed
and
with
so,
the benefit of new information.
No, you and Fedor would be like Jonathan Who. Didn't even know the guy existed.
216-474-0092. I am guaranteeing a Browns win.
Peter's in on Monday.
If they can get to Jordan Love, which will cause turnovers, and if the Browns play it clean, does the guarantee stand? Peter Lynn says it doesn't. I am making more of a guarantee than anyone on this station or in this town. None of them have the courage to put them on the table like I'm putting them on a game where the Browns are 8.5-point dogs. What say you, America? I went full Bernie Mac there. I America. Miss Bernie Mac. I really do. 216.
I do too. Mr. 3000 was great.
474-0092, the Bernie Mac Show.
Bernie Mac Show?
By the way,
yeah.
Just the stand-up. I mean, the man was a legend.
Legend.
Yeah. And you haven't seen Bernie Mac, kids? Go see. Well, not kids. Teenagers. Well,
that is who wouldn't have seen Bernie Mac, right?
Well, yeah, but teenagers. I don't want like a 12-year-old go see Bernie Mac. I want like a 16-year-old. That's fine. He says some things. Not the Bernie Mac Show. Everyone can watch the Bernie Mac Show.
That was a family show. Yeah.
Talking about a stand-up. There's
even
some
Mr. 3000 was a family show.
216-474-0092. Does my guarantee stand? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.